I wake Master up every morning. I'm his little alarm clock. When it's time for him to get up, I curl up next to him, press my nude body against his. My hand eases its way down along his stomach, so gentle and light. My fingers tease their way between his legs, through that patch of rough hair, and my little fingers wrap around his cock. I stroke him, lightly at first, but then harder and faster. I can feel myself getting wet as he grows in my hand. When he's hard and throbbing, I sink under the sheets. My mouth waters as my tongue slides along his flesh. I try to be a good slave and go slow, but his cock is so perfect. I can't wait. I need it in my mouth, my throat. Master tells me I've been trained so well that I'm such an obedient little puppy, and it makes me so wet to satisfy him like this every morning. I swallow him, let him enjoy the muscles in my throat as they contract and struggle to take him in. I gag for him, and I hear him moan. My head bobs up and down, and I feel a hand on the back of my head, then a fist in my hair. It pulls, taut, and he moves me how he wants to. I'm a toy to him, something to be used and enjoyed. My mouth was made to service him, and he takes full advantage. Slow, fast, hard, deep. He fucks my mouth, takes it, controls it. I have to fight the urge to touch Master's toy, wet as it is. I want to come for him so badly, but I focus on the task at hand and tease his balls with my fingers. He's close now. I can feel his manhood quiver and throb. I pull the sheet back so he can look at me. My eyes find his, and without a word, I know exactly what I'm going to do. I beg for his cum. Please. Oh, God, please, I want you to spill right down my throat. Please. Oh, fuck. I need to taste you. I fucking love the way you taste. I can't stop thinking about it, and I just want it. I want it all. Oh, fuck. Please. Please. I really, really need you to come down my throat, baby. Please. Fuck. I'm so wet. I just want you so much. I want it so badly. Please. Please, I can't. Please, I can't wait. Please. Finally. When he's deemed me desperate enough, worthy of the gift he's about to give his slave. He comes. It's an eruption. Thick, hot ribbons all over my face. My lips dripping down to my chest, covering his thighs and stomach. I lick my lips. Use my fingers to push the rest into my mouth, swallowing every drop. I know what to do next. My pink little tongue is on him, lapping at the mess, cleaning him. My nose pressed against his stomach as I lick up every drop, swallowing, satisfied. He calls me a greedy little whore, and I can feel Master's toy throb, that clit begging to be touched as I enjoy his flavor. Finally, I look up at him, hungry eyes, spots of cum drying on my face. He grabs a handful of my hair, pulls me to him, my lips on his. Long, deep kisses, hard and savage. Then, he shoves me down on my back. Oh, he puts his hand on my cunt, presses his palm into me. He growls in my ear, tells me it is his. Mine, he says, as his teeth sink into my neck, leaving a mark. Master loves to mark his slave. I can feel him get hard again. Oh, it presses into my thigh as it grows harder. I spread my legs for him, desperate, anxious. I need to be filled, to be used. It's my purpose, what I was made for. I feel the tip of his thickness at my opening, just pressing forward. I move my hips up slightly, desperate. Master slaps my cheek, just hard enough for that sweet sting to rip through my body. I can feel it in his toy. I drop my hips low and can feel the tears well up. I'm so desperate now. Oh God, I'll do anything for it. My whole body needs his cock. It was made to please him, and it's screaming for the chance. Please, I plead it. Please, Master, I need it. Oh, please, please, I'll do anything, anything you want. Then he fucks me. It's savage. Hard, exactly what I need. His hips slam into me, pounding into the bed. Pounding me, pinning me down. His jackhammer thrusts have no rhythm. No rhythm, just an animal urgency as he uses his plaything completely. Hot waves of pleasure explode through my used pussy, his pussy, as I come so hard for him. It's all I can do not to scream out. As I clench onto him, I hear his grunt of passion, and I feel that hot cum flood into me. It drips out slowly as Master uses his toy for a few moments. A few more. Mm-hmm.
He's still inside me when he puts his hand around my throat, squeezes it so lightly, holds me there. I squirm for a bit, and his eyes tell me to be still. He reaches to the nightstand, grabs my lipstick, twists it open, and writes something across my chest. I strain to look, but his hand is tight on my throat, pinning me down. He looks me over, satisfied at his work, smirking down at his property before his lips again find mine. He stands up, makes his way to the shower. He shoots me a glance, admiring how thoroughly used I am. He closes the door, and my hands are instantly on his toy. I think about what just occurred. Replay it in my head. I can't help it. I have to come again. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh fuck. After a while, the shower door opens and he dresses for work, leaving the room with a simple kiss on my forehead. I couldn't see what Master wrote until I went into the mirror. Scrawled across my tits, in red lipstick, it was so clear. Slave, it said. I go to work like that. Marked, owned, all for Master's pleasure.